And if you can't hear anything, you might say, well, I'm just completely stone
deaf right in here.
Okay. And if he's not quite all the way deaf, you might say, well, he's just a little bit
hard of hearing.
Okay. And if someone began to sweat when he was working, by the time he's finished, you might say, well, he was out in the sun and he, a lot, he...
God, he sweated a lot. He got wet all over.
Okay. And what do you call some kind of a sore that comes that has a draining in it, may have a hard place in the middle of it?
Be out some kind of itch.
Okay, but if it's just one place, you know, and it gets hard and swells up, and then maybe finally it starts draining.
Arising.
Okay, arising, or what about a word that begins with a B that's it's like arising? And what do you...
Carbuncle.
Okay.
I ain't one of them once.
Yeah. And if is there another word for a rising or a carbuncle? She's got a lot of... Did you ever know boil?
Boil, yeah. Right.
And what when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called?
Corruption.
Okay. And if you have an infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it was, you might say, my hand is all...
Swelled up.
Okay. And you might say to somebody, well, if it's not infected, it probably won't get bigger. It probably won't...
Get any bigger.
Okay, it won't...
I go to soaking them in warm, salty water. That's good. Okay. That's what I say.
Okay. And if you've got a blister, what do you call the liquid that forms inside of it?
Water.
And in the war, for example, if a soldier gets a bullet in his arm, you say he's got a bad...
arm.
Right. And what do you call the actual place where he has the bullet in or the hurt? If somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say, well, we've got to go get a doctor to look at that.
That's a bad cut.
Okay. Do you ever use wound?
Wound.
Okay. And now what about if there's a wound and it doesn't heal and it gets a hard, granular, kind of white substance around it, and sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum? It's some kind of... Ever heard some kind of flesh? No. Ever heard of proud flesh?
Yes, ma'am.
Proud
what is, flesh.
What is that? How is that?
I don't know. It bees in people's mouths. Proud flesh, you see.
All right. From an injury or anything?
From bad teeth, you know. And
Okay. If you just get a little cut on your finger, what might you put on it to keep it from getting infected?
Oh, we put curacomb.
Okay. And is there another one like curacomb that's red too?
Iodine.
Uh-huh. And what of it used to be given as a tonic for malaria?
Quine.
Uh-huh. And if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you might say, well, last night he
died.
Okay. Any ways that are not quite a little bit nicer way of saying that you might say to the person's family rather than...
He passed.
Okay. And what about a kind of joking term about for somebody, say somebody died?